As they go south from Alexandria, they would have seen the pyramids. Caesar would never have seen that. The pyramids that were built by Sneferu. The Bent Pyramid, the Red Pyramid, the Great Pyramid at Giza. They might have gone to Saqqara, and maybe for the first time, Caesar would have seen a mummy, an Egyptian mummy. And he would have learned about immortality, how the Egyptians believed in a kind of immortality that I think Caesar may have found appealing, the idea that you can live forever if you're preserved properly. But then they continue their tour south, and they go all the way south, right? They're going all the way to Thebes, the religious capital, which was called Waset by the ancient Egyptians. And there he would have seen the obelisks erected by Hatshepsut at Karnak Temple. And then they continued even further south, as far south as Aswan. You know, he would have even seen, I mean, all the people we've talked about, he would have seen their monuments. He would have seen Taharqa's Hall of Pillars. I think he must have been blown away. Never saw anything like it. By the time they reach Aswan, Cleopatra is pregnant with Caesar's child. They stop at a place called Hermonthus, not far from Thebes, not far. And they agree that if the child is a boy, they will build what is called a mamisi, a birth house. It is a little shrine chapel to commemorate the birth of a god. Now, Cleopatra, the ruler of Egypt, is a goddess. So her child is going to be a god. And if it's a boy, they will build this birth house. Now, it is a boy. It is a boy, and they did build that birth house. And if you want to see Cleopatra's name, one of the few places you can see it, because the Romans destroyed her, is go to Hermonthus, and there is one block left of the temple that's upside down, but on it is a cartouche with Cleopatra's name, built for the boy who would be born. And she names him Caesarion, little Caesar, right? Names him after Caesar. So Caesar has an heir, and he's a god. Now, Caesar has to go back to Rome. He's got to take care of business. But once he goes back to Rome, I think he's changed forever. I think he has been with a goddess. He would have been viewed as her consort, as her husband, by the Egyptians. There were no marriage ceremonies, as far as we know, in Egypt. There was no ceremony. When you simply lived together and you were husband and wife, but there was no real formal ceremony. So I think certainly the people of Egypt, seeing Cleopatra travel through Egypt with this man, would have taken him as her husband. Now, of course, Caesar has a wife in Rome, Calpurnia. And he returns to Rome. He returns to Rome. He has business. But he sends for Cleopatra and Caesarion. And Cleopatra and the boy go to Rome. Now, Rome is outraged. This is a Roman with a good Roman wife who is bringing an Egyptian and his child to Rome. And he sets Cleopatra up in one of his villas just outside of Rome. And then he makes it worse. He has a statue of Cleopatra dressed as the goddess Isis, placed in a Roman temple. The people don't know what to make of this. They just don't. I mean, I think the women would have been intrigued by Cleopatra. They've never seen anything like her. You know, they're probably interested in the makeup and all the people who are coming with her entourage, and they've never seen a boat like hers. I mean, it must have been fabulous. I mean, you could just hear all of Rome buzzing about her. And then he sets up this statue of her in a Roman temple. Now, more concerned than anyone is the Roman Senate. They are concerned that Caesar wants to rule Rome as a god. I mean, he's getting in his head. They're afraid that this woman, Cleopatra, is corrupting their good Roman leader. And they decide he has to be killed. Now, this is the famous Beware the Ides of March story. This is where Caesar is told by a soothsayer not to go to the Roman Senate on March 15th. Beware the Ides of March, that he would be killed. He goes anyway, and he is indeed stabbed to death by the Roman Senate. They literally all gang up on him, and they all stab him.